Dear players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Strumpf. This is the episode for May 2nd, 2021. This podcast is a recap of this week in Dominion Games. And this week's nail polish, you have seen it in the title of the episode, but I kid you not, it is named Fame Fatal. I understand that there's like a gazillion red nail polishes out there that are of very similar shades of red, and that it might be difficult to come up with good names for it. And I appreciate the attempt at making a play on words, but Fame Fatal just sounds very ominous. I'm not gonna lie. Today is the birthday of a very dear friend of mine, so happy birthday, Dustin! I am sending you love and hugs. I hope you have a wonderful day, or if you listen to this later, I hope your day was awesome, and I'm very happy that you are a part of my life, and I can't wait to talk to you soon. Whoop whoop! Before we get going, another announcement. I'll be shifting production and release of this baby around to a weekday, probably Monday or Tuesday is what I'm thinking. You'll notice this anyway if you're subscribed to the pod, and of course I'll be posting new episodes on Discord too, but I just wanted to give you a heads up about this today. The next episode is not gonna be dropped on next Sunday, but probably Monday or Tuesday at the latest. So, a lot went down in League this week. We had four matches in A. First off, Recycle Garbage played their final group match against NA Smith 99 and won 4-2. Recycle Garbage can now sit back and watch the rest of the season unfold. The reigning champion Crab Tattoo won their first match this season against J-Nails, which was a very important win, I'm sure. J-Nails came back on fire against Sickomatic, clean sweeping 6 out of 6. And finally, last night, E-Honda played Naismith99, who won with 3.5. Contenders for the championship match of season 45 as of now are Recycle Garbage, J-Nails, and Naismith99. At risk of demoting are the Crabcat, E-Honda, and Sickomatic. Moving on to B, Junts is heading B1 but still has 3 matches to play. Junts, how about you play those matches at a time I can spectate and listen? That would be awesome. Thank you for considering my humble request. In B2, Akuchi swept past Sam E and is now on top of the division. Lemon Spawn is still holding tight to the number one position in C1. Amoffet 11 is still on number one position in C2. Kazumaru OA28 is now alone in the lead of C3 with 1 match left to play. And in C4, Shanahan remains at the top with a win rate of now 73% in 4. In D tier, everything got shaken up. Topher1588 took first place in D1 back from the Blissful Maestro, while Fika Monster overtook Munk FSH at the top of D2. Sir Lucason is back in number 1 of D3, and Bexor and Shanahan are now tied at the top of D4. Moving on to E, Fogem, is still at the top of E1. In E2, Jimmy took over the world! See what I did there? Crazy Merlin is still number one in E3 with a 79% win rate in four matches. 79%. In E4, Wendel 54 overtook blah 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 in number one. Four games out of one match need to be finished in E5, but will not threaten ZS's promotion to D-tier. Congratulations! Willpower 264 took over JMJJMJ's number one spot in E6, and in E7, Jant Grizz overtook Person Man in first position. So, as you might have noticed, the significant lead shoutout section takes up quite a lot of episode space, and honestly, right now, it's basically as if I was giving you the full rundown of league standings for every single division, because in almost every division, F and under, there's someone with a 60% or more lead rate, which is why I've decided to skip shoutouts for today's episode and instead hit you with some stats. I was looking at the distribution of significant lead rates overall, and there are currently three players that are 80% and more, and of course, as you can imagine, they're all in J. So we have two players with 83%. And one player with 89% who are in first place as of now. And obviously there is no one who is second place with 80% or more. If we look at 75% and more, we get 21 players who are currently ranked number one. Three of those are the three 80% and more players that I've just talked about. So that leaves 18 people at number one or more. The highest ranked of those tier-wise is in E3. But we also have one player who is in J tier, who has a win rate of 75% but is currently ranked second. Also, the majority, or let's say a third of players 75% and more are in J tier. But there's also a good amount in H tier as well. There are currently 51 players with 70% or more win rate who are currently ranked number one. That means there are 30 that are between 70% and 75%, and yeah, a third of those are in J tier. Not so much in I tier, interestingly. A lot in H and J, and the highest ranked tier wise person is in B tier. All in all, there are three people who are currently ranked second position with 70% or more, and the highest one there is in E tier. Now, if we look at people with 65% win rate currently ranked number one, we get 87 players. 51 of those are 70% and higher, so that leaves 87 minus 51 is 36. Yes, I can do math. The trend continues. So now we've got more in I division for sure, but it's mostly... Oh, and we got more in F and G. We've got three of four C divisions, but only three of seven E divisions. And if we look at 60% win rate, we have three players in A division who are currently ranked first, second, and third position, we have one B division out of two, we have three C divisions out of four, we have four E divisions out of seven, we have almost every F division, we have almost every G division, we have basically every H division, a lot of I divisions, and 9, 10, 12, and we have all but one J division. I think it's fascinating, and I love the spreadsheet that I can play around with. So I think what we can take back from this, and maybe this is no news to you, it's definitely something that seems logical, is that the lower you get tier-wise, the more people have very significant lead rates, 60% and more, even going close to 90%. So we have someone with 89, with an 89% win rate. But also in the top tiers, we have 60% and more. In A division, we have 63% as of now. So, yeah. Statistics, they are amazing. Moving on to size games. Big games round three saw Bexor, Fulivora, and Mochamoko winning their matches, and ties between Shanahan and Halo Andy 007, and Le Chaton Noir and Kilohertz. Bexor is currently leading the overall rankings with 8 wins and 4 losses total. The new iteration of medium games started with three groups I will refer to as Anna, Gale, and Sum, respectively, thank you very much. And Mego currently leads in Gale group, and Mech Attack 2 is leading Sum group. Mech Attack 2 is also leading the overall ranking with 3 wins in 4. Small games 10 finals will be between Cat Down Bark and Malta. And in small games 11, Mordio 3 already finished their group stage matches like lightning. Leading the overall rankings as of now is Aerith with 7 wins in 8. Now for base space, Derpa and Suijan 33 advanced to semis. PQR4 dropped out of the tournament unexpectedly, which means that I get another chance to play some base Dominion! Woohoo! I have the pleasure of playing extra later today with the winner of our match advancing to the second semifinal against Hobojohn 9000. For the Grand Prix de Dominion. My goodness, what a thriller this was! Like this past week, everyone trying to make it? That was truly entertaining. I very much enjoyed the Discord. It was a nail biter for sure. And I'm not even in. It was a joy to watch. The group stage matches are supposed to be played within the next 3 weeks until May 21st. A certain Haka 3 was in the mood of playing all of their matches in one day, or to be exact, in 17 hours and 15 minutes. They won against Apostolos Ruler and Verjok, and tied against Marcus. That is Group D. And in Group E, Chashu won the match against Shanahan. My personal week in games. So my final league match was postponed to tomorrow. We haven't settled on a specific time yet, but it'll be sometime. We'll start sometime in between 6 and 8 UTC. That is 18 and 20 UTC. Other than that, nothing much happened. As you have heard in the base space section, I got a free promotion to base space quarters against Extra, and we'll play that later today. I'm really happy about it. I'm going in with realistic expectations. Yeah, and I'm hoping for fun games. Now for the preview. Weekends are always busy. Later today at 16 UTC, we'll have Krebka 2 v. Honda. At 17 UTC, we'll have Nikatif v. Ferkel for League C. Also at 17 UTC, we'll have League D El Hablador v. Suijan 33. At 19 UTC, ooh! We'll have League B. We have Haka 3 v. Jantz. Oh, I'm happy to see that. I don't think I'll be able to watch more than 1 hour, I guess, because this will get late. But this is awesome. I love it. Also, at 19 UTC will be Jacrispy King v. Akuchi for League B. Tomorrow, Monday, we have Haka 3 v. Burning Skull at 17 UTC for League B. We have Sille 14 v. Munk FSH for League D that either play Monday 23 UTC or Tuesday 1 UTC. Who knows? I hope they do. And Munk FSH will also play their match against Mistgun Tuesday 19 UTC. And Tuesday 22 UTC, Tracer will meet J-Nails for the A-League match. Wednesday at 11 UTC, we'll have Assemble Me v. Namek for League C. Thursday midnight, Munk FSH will play Sniper Bob for League D. Friday 19 UTC, we'll have two League C matches. One is Assemble Me v. Kazumaru 0828. The other is Xyrex v. A Drowned Colonel. And finally, on Saturday 10 UTC, Heth will play Jerry Dot for League D. And at 18 UTC, Terra Cubist will play Marcus for League B. Also at 18 UTC, Sharor will play Chestic for League D. And Joma will play Furcoal for League C at 19 UTC. That's quite the schedule. Watch and enjoy. And now for our final section of the pod, the spec chat. So the other day, I was standing in line to get to a grocery store, and standing outside, there was a pipe, on the pipe was a sticker, and the sticker read something along the lines of, "People who don't smile back at me are making me sad." Now here's the thing. People, in general, are not responsible for how you feel. People are responsible for not treating you unfairly, and people are responsible for not actively harming you, not manipulating you. And that's it. If you are sad because people don't smile back at you, I'm sorry, but that is 100% on you, and you are responsible for your own feelings. I get it. If you smile at people and they don't smile back, that is uncomfortable. I've been there. But again, people are not responsible for making you feel comfortable. Okay? And that's what I wanted to share. And that's it for this week. My friends, thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback at Strumpf, S-T-R-U-M-P-H-F. And I'll catch you next week. The game has ended. Bye!